Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tripod. This is the November 16th, 2019 episode. I am your host, Adrian, and with me today are our EU neighbors going down the list on Discord.
Hello. I'm Andy, or Glowtide, or Unto Dust, or fucking whatever else I am. Hello.
What is up, guys? I am Nen. Thank you for having me.
I'm Jacob. It's like noon around here.
I am
Kit. Oh, wait, Jacob. It's noon?
Yeah, I'm American.
I was so wrong. Okay. Go ahead, Kit. I'm sorry.
I am Kit, and I am definitely in the EU, and it is not 10 a.m.
Right, he's going to bed in an hour.
This is the,
that's the normal time
EU tripod. To go to bed.
We had two out of what would have been three. I think that's
okay. Yeah, that's fine.
No, it wasn't going to be two out of three. It was going to be two. It was still going to be two because it would have been Babs and Dan, not Babs and Glowtide and Dan. Oh well,
it's more than zero EU, and that's what counts.
It's true. It's more friendly for the EU people, and that's what counts.
It is?
Oh, goodness. Yay! Anyways, let's just kind of just start. Okay, Josh, quit complaining.
This episode brought to you by Josh being angry in a texter voice channel.
Goodness the video gracious. Should just end with it showing all of the text for voice channel that has went on during his whole tripod.
It's possible. So let's go ahead and just start the first section. Let's do what's going on in Tripod. Anybody want to talk about, you know, so I guess I should go back over myself. So I'm very unclear about what should go into this section because in previous episodes, I've let you guys talk about your own releases. And then in other episodes, I haven't let you guys talk about that. So with that being said, let's do what's going on in Tripulse. I guess starting with Canvas is out. Canvas merch is ready to be ordered.
Go and buy it.
Kit, do you have anything else to add to that? Because I actually don't have anything to add to that.
No, not really.
When does it end?
End of January.
January 1st? The end of January?
It's either the beginning or the end of January. Not this year. Oh.
Go and buy everything by January. There you go.
I got a lunch sleeve on right now.
Buy it as a New Year's gift for yourself.
Yes.
Support charity.
Or if you're too broke, just have people get it for you for Christmas.
It does support charity. It supports Note for Notes. Is that right?
Yes.
Is? Ah, nice. Good charity. I like it. I'm going to do one more giveaway this year, probably during Tripalooza. So be on the lookout for that.
I actually finally bought my own merch.
Ooh.
I really wanted to buy Kit's album, but the shipping cost more than the album itself, so...
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Sorry, I didn't.
Speaking of Kit's album and merch, Kit, does it technically count as you buying your own merch, since you bought your entire stock of CDs to be able to send to people who buy it?
Does it count as a store buying its own products? When it buys the products to put on the shelf?
I don't know. That's it. That's the question I'm asking you.
Too bad.
All right. Anything else going on in God damn it.
Tripalooza.
Tripulse. I'm saving Tripulse.
Anything else going on in Try Hard?
The Try Harder. Yeah. Any projects that you guys are thinking about for Tripulse in general, not technically your music, but just like, you know, anything.
I don't have anything going on, but I have some insider scoop.
You do?
Yes. Someone is currently working on writing an album review for the blog.
Yeah.
Ooh.
At least two somebodies if we know two different people, which I don't think we do.
Maybe.
We'll see. So I guess I'll talk about Tripulse projects going on, since there was quite a few that I announced in the week of Everyone Pings about a week ago.
Hey, you need to stop that, by the way.
I did.
Forever.
No.
Never again.
No.
All right, what's going on?
Hey, so I'm putting together a little compilation thing of basically vlogs or, you know, little clips of daily lives in our Tripulse community. It's just going to be like a day in the life of Tripulse or something like that. And basically you just, you know, record whatever you find interesting, whatever you think might be interesting. Someone's mowing their yard outside. That's cool. And, yeah, just record whatever you find interesting, whether it's, you know, you at your job, you making music, at home, cooking food, whatever. Just make a simple recording of it, send it to me, through some kind of means, Mega, Dropbox, Firefox, send, just whatever. And I'm gonna cut them into a compilation and hopefully release it on the start of the year, next year.
Yeah, we have other for everyone.
Yeah, like, it's open for everyone. Anybody can contribute to it, and it'll be on the YouTube channel for everybody to watch.
Perfect. Oh. Nice so. Idea.
And getting a more recording of him sticking some fucking sauce on some beets.
I guess.
In the fucking stew, I guess. Okay, that's... I don't like that. And by studio,
it's going to be a good video.
Josh means
if it goes well,
his bedroom. It will be a good video if it goes well. It's probably not going to go well because I'm learning a new editing program. So,
yeah, you just like do a how to basic and throw sauce everywhere.
Yeah,
be great. Just
over the headphones and the computer,
straight into the microphone.
Oh, hey, yeah. Speaking of learning a new editing software, I'm sitting down and learning a hit. Film Express, right? That's what it's called?
That's the one.
Okay. Hill Film Express. I was kind of unclear about this when I announced it in Meta, so I'm going to try doing this again right now and probably not do it very well, but I'm going to do it anyways. I'm trying to learn Hill Film Express. I want to kind of push like our entire community to more or less learn how to edit videos as a group together. And we could have like sit downs and meet up and talk about, you know, learning this program in the general chat. Every once in a while, we can record ourselves working around with stuff like that. We can edit down previous game nights and make highlights and upload them to YouTube. But the basic idea of this is to sit down, learn this program, get moderately proficient with this editing software, and hopefully in the future make more content to go on the YouTube channel, because right now I think that is the weakest link in our kind of YouTube content, is that nobody's really available or able to edit any videos for us.
With the added benefit of everybody who learns being able to make their own stuff if they want, much easier.
Yeah, that's also a very, very good point. I'm going to be honest, I've forgotten some of the things I announced.
Good job.
It's too many things.
You're telling me at everyone didn't work?
There was a lot of things. I'm going to be completely honest with you. There was a lot of things. I don't think I talked about cooking with Tripulse, and we're not going to talk about it because there's not a reason to talk about it right now.
A year in the planning.
I've heard about it every tripod so far. So.
You've heard about it every tripod, yes, yeah.
Oh, was this from last year's Tripalooza?
You know what? Okay, we did technically have at least one cooking with Tripals. That I would not count in what we're planning.
It was the test run.
It was... Sure.
The pre-alpha version.
the not-so-great stream version.
I remember, like... I can't believe, when was Tripalooza last year? Was it actually on the last...
December 27th.
Like, I went out with some friends one evening. I remember waking up and, like, tuning into the stream just to Adrian. Were you making burritos or something like that?
I was making breakfast tacos, yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, now I'm hungry. Why do you do this?
ASMR channel.
Breaking away from Tripole Settle Fest, I've briefly thought about making an ASMR channel based around cooking.
Oh, no. Isn't there already, like, a few of those?
There's a few of them, yeah. That's why I didn't make it. Anyways, that's all I'm gonna... Oh, you know what? No, there is one more thing that I want to put in this section. Let me just bring up this folder real quick.
ASMR man burns his hands on cooking oil.
Yum! There was a video like that at one point in time where they were like in the kitchen and the dude like throws his fucking whatever he's been cooking onto another person and it burns the shit out of them. I'll have to go find that. That was funny.
Sounds like a
It's a Canadian work safety commercial that played out a bit like that.
It might be that. It could very well be that. Anyways, guys, so last Tripod, I talked about something that was not super well received, but maybe by posting this picture, it'll be a little bit more well received. And it is the Tripulse Hydration Delivery Service. It's a collaboration between myself, Bright Chains, and the Tripulse community. It's a t-shirt design. And it's just a t-shirt design. It says Tripulse Hydration Delivery Service. Every shirt is going to basically have a small part of the profit, not even really a small part, a pretty large part of the profit, go towards the charity water. And it's cool. It's coming next year. I thought I was going to do it in January of next year, but if the canvas thing ends at the end of January next year, then it's going to be after that, because I don't want the sales and pre-order times to like overlap and mess with each other on those two things. So be on the lookout for that.
Cool as hell.
And this artwork is done by Nathaniel Rueda. He is a designer from South America. I want to say Brazil, but I'm not 100% sure. His artist name is Mute Illustration. And this is his website if you guys want to check him out. He did some artwork for me last year too. Really, really cool guy. Really awesome artwork. And just be on the lookout for that next year.
MuteIllustration.com.
MuteIllustration.com.
Oh, I think I'm going to be posting a link to
that. HTTPS, MuteIllustration.com.
You gotta read these things.
I guess that's not a good thing to put in a podcast, an audio podcast, is it?
There's also that whole picture that nobody can see except us.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got a video recording of
we can describe it.
Okay, look, I'm not good at these things, all right? I'm a very visual person, and I'm not used to podcasts being only audio. I'm used to podcasts being, like, videos that I watch, so my bad. I think that ends the What's Going On in Tripulse section, unless somebody has something to add.
I still want to run an RPG night.
God, at some point. I would like to as well, but it's
one day.
Getting people together is a big, big nightmare.
It is. It really is, especially with like the amount of different people and different locations we have in the server.
That plan will never be off the table.
But I want it to happen. I really do. It's just that
might take a while.
We have 75 members, honestly, so...
Yeah, but I mean, like, considering that Glowtide, it's almost 6 in the evening, or no, it is 6 in the evening for him, but it's 12 for us, it's hard to plan stuff like that, just time-wise.
And 10 for me.
Finding people to be...
Father time, fixed time for
Europeans.
Us.
I can only move time forward.
Damn.
At 1 second per second. So you're experiencing that right now as we
every
speak.
60 seconds I'm in doing Africa, my job. A minute passes.
I'm doing my job as accurately as possible.
You're doing it very well.
I know. I'm good at it. Anyways, let's move on to some music shit. Let's move on to talk about Wantola's album.
Want to hear music stuff? I'm gonna cut right in real fast. Guess what happened?
What happened?
Josh is very angry. Who could have guessed?
The end.
He released a single, and he's very mad that Ashlyn stole the Halloween release spot from him. And that's all you get.
Hey, everybody. Josh has a two-song EP. Is that what we're going to call
it? It's a single.
It's a toy goal.
It's a single with a B-side.
We're going to talk about this again.
It's out on SoundCloud. You can just go look up the fucks, and you'll surely find it. And, yeah, that's all we'll say about that.
And Ashlyn,
hey, look,
one up with the four tracks. You can find that, too.
See, you post that. But again, not only are you muted, nobody can see that in what is the end product of this podcast. So
Josh just posted a link to his SoundCloud in the Discord. Mm.
If you join the Tripulse Discord server and head to the Text to Voice channel and scroll all the way back to the 16th of November 2019 at 6:13, you'll be able to look at the message.
Hey, Josh. So I am video recording. That doesn't mean that the video recording that I make is what ends up on YouTube and much more so Spotify.
Are we just going to talk about Josh? It will be fun.
This whole episode new is title actually is just about Josh.
Josh rules Tripulse without Josh being on it.
Josh tries to be on Tripulse and on Tripod. Okay, we're just going to not do that.
He tries his best.
I try my best. I really do. Let's talk about Wantola's EP.
Yes.
Aesthetic Violence. Oh boy. Okay, I just want to say, to start off, I actually was trying really hard to not pick somebody from Tripulse as a release of the month because I didn't want to like establish this kind of string of it being people from Tripulse that we talk about. But Tola's EP is just that good. It outshone everything that I listened to since the last Tripod, and it's just so good. It's got so much variety to it. It's got such a great pacing to every song, and the sound design is really cool, and yeah, I really love it. It's awesome.
I also really love it.
Yeah, so did I. It was really, really, it has a really dark environment to it. Don't know.
Mm-hmm. I started like referring to other releases as, wow, this sounds like Wantola. He's just like,
he has become a baseline.
His style is so like unique. Yeah, mm-hmm. His style is so unique to him. Anything else that sounds like it.
It's funny because he makes so many different genres, yet he sort of has a style through whatever what he makes.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree that he has an overall like kind of sound that's just unique to him. What I kind of noticed more or less is that he's got this really cool way of combining what we would consider conventional stuff in EDM and dubstep and whatever else you want to point out, but he also like has this sound design composition, whatever you want to call it, that really speaks to me in a terms of like creating soundscapes for like TV shows and video games and movies and stuff, and it creates this really unique experience where it's like, yeah, I wanna rage and like headbang and face desk to the drops, but at the same time, like I can see like images and stories unfolding inside some of the songs.
Yeah, you really can,
especially and, this EP.
This EP has definitely got a more dark Victorian kind of vibe to it, and I dig it a lot. Midnight Cadenza, I believe.
Is Cadenza on. And Midnight Symphony are different tracks.
Okay, see?
Cadenza's insane, though.
Yeah. Midnight Symphony, the long song.
That was a whole EP. I mean, he could just release that one.
He could have. He could have split it up into multiple songs and had an album, but he didn't.
It was like the same length as Kit's final song on his album.
Nope. I got him by 3 seconds.
SoundCloud says it's one.
Josh
I got
that...
by 3 seconds. You're right. I got him by 1 second.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, are you telling me that Josh and Wantola are tied? But okay, now I understand.
This is the pettiest.
What you're telling me is that now two people have exceeded Josh by mere seconds.
Yes.
Second.
Josh has 11 minutes, 14 seconds. Montola has 11 minutes, 16 seconds. And I have 11 minutes, 17 seconds.
Spotify says 11:17 for Montola's song.
Spotify does weird rounding.
It's wrong.
Also, a thing I want to point out, is that this was also a self-release, as far as I am aware.
Yes, indeed.
Because usually, he usually has the Silent Running Scandal thing underneath his name on here, and it's not there. So, cool. Good for you, buddy. I really do think that a lot more artists should start just independently releasing their own music. I don't think labels are really worthwhile anymore, unless it's standing Silent Running Scandal, in which case, you know, figure that out.
Labels are worthwhile in very, very specific circumstances.
Labels are just good because a lot of time people follow labels that are like, oh, you're on Monster Cat, okay, like.
Yeah, but that's gross. None of that.
That is.
Get that out of here.
Gross and kind of true.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm saying that's what people do.
But
yeah, I guess they get the followers, you know?
That's true. I mean, it's like the other day that Gammer got that song.
That song.
Bro Step, yeah. Whatever.
Terrible.
Oh, speaking of numbers.
Not a great song.
I just noticed that Born Cursed on the EP on SoundCloud currently has 1,337 plays. How fitting.
Leap.
That's cool.
Heh.
Is that a dying meme? Do people not know Leap anymore?
No.
I feel like that's
old
like
meme,
a,
but I get
almost
it.
A generational joke.
Yeah, it is.
I guess.
But I'm gonna hold on to it. Boomer meme.
Old Leap speak.
It makes me uncomfortable.
It makes me always think of do we watch RB and the Chief? Anybody ever watched that series?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
That.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No. Yeah.
I don't think I have.
That's your
it's
homework.
It's a series
assignment.
Where somebody, yeah, took a little Master Chief and
RVB.
RB and the Chief.
RB and the Chief.
Yes. I'm gonna post the link.
Okay,
to
so
it.
I didn't hear you wrong the first time. I thought you might have just said RVB. Like, super quickly. Yeah, like... okay, no, I have not seen that.
I'm gonna post a link to it.
Okay, anyway, cool.
Homework assignment for everyone who hasn't seen that. Go watch that.
Watch the entire seasons. All of them.
Worthwhile.
While you're doing that, let's move on to some more music, unless we want to talk about Tola's EP some more.
Yeah, I have a thing to say about that still. That I've been trying to say okay. And not saying. You want to know a pepperoni secret that this sure. EP really cemented for me?
What is that?
Montola is actually quite possibly my biggest inspiration for music. For all the reasons you said.
Okay.
Well, Montola releases regularly, so.
That's also a reason. But he doesn't, by the way.
I was going to say, he releases regularly when he plans for it, sure, but...
It's definitely regular compared to me.
He's had times where he's had, like, just...
Long hiatus.
Months to a year. Yeah, like, I mean...
Also, I'm not entirely sure. Either. I think he might also be Fosgrim as well. I don't know, but, you know...
It's
he
possible.
Could also be...
Possibility.
But, you see...
I hate and love that he does that shit.
The thing is, this EP especially is very, very good, and I like it a lot. And it makes me feel things. Midnight Symphony especially among that. Especially. Is that still English?
My favorite track.
Yeah, it's all pretty good, but I really like Cadenza personally.
But you want to know
I guess one thing
my favorite part about all this? He made this amazing EP that's inspiring to me, at least, extremely. And the man is still disappointed in his own skills.
Yeah, I'm a little with you on that one too. It's like he just constantly kind of puts himself down.
It's every time amazing he releases something. How high his own standards are.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call
it's hard being a perfectionist, I guess.
Your worst critic is yourself.
It's true. That's very true. The one thing that I do want to say about the EP that's not a positive is that a few of the transitional parts in some of the songs do feel weird. I don't want to say they're bad, because they're not necessarily bad. It's just like they're questionable at best.
Yeah, I didn't feel any of that.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just me as a listener.
I also make weird stuff, so.
There's also that. I don't know, it's just, some of them feel just a little bit unpolished, a little bit weird, but I mean, like, that's literally the only bad thing that I can say about the EP. Like, I've literally loved everything else about this. He makes just really, really cool music.
He does his own art too, doesn't he?
This one was a commission.
What?
Yeah, but almost everything else he makes himself. Which is another interesting selling point of his work ethic and standards.
And does his own vocals when he does vocals.
Yeah.
No, Foster Group does his vocals.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, Foster, you're right. A different vocals. Person.
That's right. Mm. Sorry. Completely different person. Probably lives in the EU.
Montola, EU edition.
All right, let's move on to some other music that came out. And boy, was there a lot of music that came out in between Last Tripod and this one.
This is why you had so much trouble picking
a release of the month. Because there was, first of all, there's three fucking huge albums, in my opinion, that came out that each of which I wanted to name the release of the month. And yeah, and then on top of that, fucking Madion's EP album came out yesterday.
So did Alan Moore's.
Yeah.
Alan Moore came out.
Waffle would have skewered us if we didn't mention that album.
That's why I said something about it, to be completely honest with you. I'm not going to talk about it until next Tripod, because it just, I didn't have enough time to really, like, soak it in. So, yeah. So I'm just going to, like, lightning through the list of things that I have, like, listened to since the last Tripod. And so Fox Stevenson, Killjoy, his album. Sullivan King, Show Some Teeth, another album. Monoguchi, USA, another album. Wooly, Nothing Left, a single that came out. Griffin, Gravity, another album that came out. Glitch Mob and Zeke Beats, Laser Vision, Glitch Mob and L7, God, what is that?
1788. 8L.
Yeah, 1788L. Super cool song that I don't remember what it's called. Momentary Vision, something like that. I don't know. Damn it.
Momentary Lapse.
Momentary. Oh,
just like your memory right now.
How fucking fitting. Eliminate, the Dead Sea EP. Gravity, the Gunship remix of A Bullet for My Valentine song. Unsettling Imagery, an EP by our very own Ashlyn, From Ashes. Crash and Burn, an Ace Aura remix of Phase 1 in North Lane, and then the IDK Volume 1 EP by Quix. All of these were super cool. They're all fairly different styles and genres and everything, and it's just mind-blowing that so much album came out, or so much music came out between Last Tripod and this Tripod. Granted, there's a little bit more than a month between those two, but wow. Lots of quality stuff.
I only have two singles to mention. You got all that, and I got two.
I try to actively keep a list of things that I listen to, like, on a day to day basis.
He speed ran.
Not only do I not do that,
some of these,
I also don't keep up with music a lot.
that's fair.
But there's,
what does the singles get?
Cold Signal by Park and Ego Death by Ikigai.
I didn't know that Park had a new song come out.
It's very, very cool.
Interesting. I'll have to look it up. Anybody else? Oops, sorry. Anybody else have some music they want to talk to? Talk about? Talk to.
Talk to the music. Make it grow.
Yeah. There was the Alan Moore album that came out yesterday. Really haven't had time to listen to it, but it's probably pretty good.
I saw a Twitter video of it, and it creeped me out. So,
also, there's a this is sort of a single, but there's PZL, and he made a song called, you know, Flip of Tyler Creator's Tamale. Insane song.
I haven't heard that one either.
I have heard that.
I think you like, yeah. And then Veil did a little compilation called like Pre-Veil. It's got some pretty good stuff on it too. It was to fundraise somebody who like his dad broke his laptop or something, so it's pretty cool.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I put out a new song 15 days ago as well. Called Hotline. It's pretty good. You should go check it out.
Hotline.
Yeah, Hotline by Ivy Lab.
Ivy Lab, okay.
Yeah. And Saruda released a new album, EP. It was a month ago he released it.
Yeah, we covered that one last month, I think.
Yeah, we talked about Fubar on the last tripod, although we didn't really talk about it. We just kind of mentioned it.
Yeah, I obviously missed that bit.
No, it's... I mean...
Oh, I actually have a third thing that I just remembered.
What is that?
We Are Magonia released Diabolison Musica.
It's a good name.
It's a lot of letters.
Yes, it is. Very quality synth wave. Dark wave. Dark synth. Whatever. What have you.
Is it an album?
It is a single.
I didn't catch that. It's a single. All that for a single.
Yep.
All right.
It's a single from an album that is not out yet, but will be out soon.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. It just occurred to me that I forgot an album that I was super excited about that just... I didn't put down on my list. She Music had an album come out. Been a couple years since dude had an album come out, but it's called Aspire, and it's, you know, that chiptune funk glitch kind of genre. Electro is the name that they give it.
Yeah, there was some hype around that for a very short flash in the server.
Yeah. I still like it. I'm still listening to it. I guess
so many of these things that get shared that I think, yes, I should listen to that, and then I forget.
Maybe I should start posting lists on the blog about stuff like that. Maybe I should start.
That wouldn't help me. But I know maybe
that wouldn't help you.
Yeah, we could go with like a little monthly release, like, hey, here's the music we talked about, or put it in the YouTube description or something.
I mean, I already go through the trouble of writing down like everything that most of the things that I listen to from tripod to tripod, so it really wouldn't be too much of a stretch to just add a paragraph to that and then put it on the blog. I don't know. We'll see. Anybody?
That would be down.
Anybody have anything to talk about? Else to talk about? Or should I talk about a couple of the things off my list real quick?
Last, I think there's Signal changed his name and released an EP called Ego. It's kind of cool. Yeah.
Signal Change Ego. Okay.
No, artist named Signal. He's now like, I am A-N-U or something. But he changed his name.
Oh, really? I did not know this.
Okay. I hadn't
heard but it's name. Over on Vision.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Imanu.
Imanu.
A-M-A-N-U.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Some good.
That is the one. Yep, I seen it.
I think I've seen that posted in music. That's the other thing, is that I have a really bad habit of not clicking links in music. Kind of like what you were saying earlier, kid. Oh, wow, that's interesting. And then never go back to it.
Dream Mentor from that is very good. I like it a lot.
All right. So, yeah, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Ashlyn. The Unsettling Imagery EP is so fucking cool. It's super weird. And
my favorite.
I liked it a lot, especially the opening title track. I don't know why it seems so unique to me, but it hits that level of weird, funky, cool that like Rez and a few other artists hit, and it was cool, and it was a long shot different from the last thing that I listened to hers that wasn't Canvas, which was like a hardstyle song, and I don't really like hardcore or hardstyle, so yeah, super cool thing. Definitely should check that out when you guys get a chance.
Yeah, it was really, like you said, it was different, but like in a good way.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I liked it a lot. Solomon King's album, both a disappointment and very cool.
I wouldn't know. I can't listen to it. It makes my ears bleed. Because the mixing is so piercingly high.
That's exactly what I wrote down.
That's actually something I was going to talk about. Dude, we've reached a point in the loudness war where people are kind of mixing things in a way that's almost bad for the ears. Actually, no.
It's not even loud.
It is bad.
It's nothing to do with the loudness war. It's just like there's a whole layer of white noise and it's the loudest thing in the mix. It's just really high and sharp and bad.
Okay. Maybe it just doesn't hit me the same way that it hits you then, but
I know that is true for a fact.
I do kind of share this issue.
One of my favorite quotes is 2019, the year of this tune artistically blow out my speaker.
Yeah.
It is my artistic decision to ruin the music.
Oh, remember when noise was a thing? Hard noise?
I do that. That's what I do. And it doesn't sound like this.
All right. That's really what I wanted to kind of say is that, you know, Solomon King's album, it was good. Like, there are some really cool songs in there. It's hard to listen to sometimes because of, you know, the things that we've mentioned. Also, I don't love this trend of releasing 6 singles off your 10-track album. I don't.
Very annoying.
Stop, please.
Yeah, this really upset me with G. Jones, because he did his whole Ineffable Truth thing, and it was really good, but, like, all the good songs he released as singles, then the album came out, and I was like, oh, these are all just chill. What the heck?
Yeah, I just like, yeah. An album is an experience from start to finish, and by releasing singles, it kind of takes away from that.
Makes me show some teeth in all the wrong ways.
This guy.
I had to get that in there. You can't blame me.
You did. You got it in there. Just real quick, I also want to talk about Onomonoguchi. Oh, man. Did not expect anything from those guys, like, ever again, to be honest with you. And
in a minute.
This was different. I wasn't as enchanted by it as some other people were. And it kind of brings together their old style, their old chiptune-y kind of style, and it makes them more of an indie rock kind of mix to it, and it's cool, I guess.
Isn't that what they always were? A hybrid of chiptune and rock?
Yeah, but they were more fun, I guess, before. God, what a terrible way of explaining that.
I know, it's making a new album sound bad or something, new music.
It's not a bad album. I'm going to say that right now. It's not a bad album. I wasn't as into it as I thought.
Well, it's
I'd
not
be.
As fun, so.
I've still only heard one single from it. And that single was amazing.
I don't know. Go listen to it, guys. Form your own opinion of it. I think it's okay, is all.
Not everything is for everyone, and that is okay.
That is true.
It all right.
All right, since we've kind of, like, run through the gamut of everything, let's move on to video games. Let's talk about some video games, and I'm going to save the best for last, of course. We all know what I'm talking about.
Todd!
Like I said, we'll save the best for last. has anybody been playing anything lately?
You know what I played today?
Finally awake. Need for Speed.
Apart from that,
Need for Speed.
I have been playing all the Black Box Need for Speed games for a while. All of them.
Gross.
You stop that. Hold your tongue, sir. Only so one of these games is good.
No, but talking about Need for Speed, I have been playing Heat, which I think came out before. No, it was this tripod.
Oh, wait,
so,
that's
yeah,
out?
I played Need
yeah,
for Speed
just
Heat.
A couple days ago.
Yeah, it's pretty okay.
That's why I've been playing the Black Box games, so that I can play the Black Box games, the ones that everybody loves and thinks is the best ever, and just wants remakes of, so that I can then play Heat with those fresh on my mind and compare. That's the plan.
I'm interested.
Wait a second. That's out? I thought that was out next year.
No.
No.
It's out now.
Oh. I mean, not like I play racing games anyways, but I just... Wow, okay.
Neither do I, but...
Discriminating against racing games.
How dare you?
You're in for a treat when it comes to video games with me, boy. Anyways.
But apart from the black box Need for Speed games, I played a game today.
What was it?
It was Beat Saber.
Really?
I played Beat Saber, and I survived. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I guess you're here now, so yeah.
Wild. Nobody expected this.
I didn't expect that for at all. No, sir.
I did
fun?
Surprisingly well, and yeah, it was fun. Very difficult. Cool. I like it a lot.
What difficulty did you play on?
Expert.
Really?
In one hand mode.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Expert in one hand mode is a lot easier than two hand mode for some reason.
I'd see this one like map because I just like the song, and it was like the Bunshin remix of The Wall, and that thing's apparently pretty good.
Yeah. That one, where the whole thing is just a laser show.
Epilepsy.
And I want to play that, but I'm not good enough. But you know what it means that I have played Beat Saber and survived? It means...
You make your album now?
That I can make my own levels and test them myself. I will make my album in Beat Saber, not Wallace. Man's too slow. Stuck in VR chat all day.
Yeah, he just plays fucking VR chat. He gets home and he just sits at his computer and talks to people.
In VR.
What a weirdo, huh?
What?
As I say to my four compatriots on a podcast. Virtual space.
Yeah, what a weirdo.
That's really weird.
Cannot agree more.
Yeah. Kit, you played another game recently.
I did?
Yeah. Trigger made an intro video for it.
It's
RPG.
Indivisible, yes.
Indivisible, yeah. That one. I didn't remember the name of it. That's what I was trying to...
Yeah, I don't remember the game either. And that's a problem because I was looking forward to that game so much. And it's not bad. It's just not great. It doesn't hold my attention. You've just reminded me that I have not yet completed the game, and I just haven't gone back to it because I haven't felt the urge to complete the game.
Unfortunate.
It's got a lot of problems. Very small problems. I'm not going to get into it because I could talk about them for an hour.
That was a really small development team, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
the only thing they made before this, as far as I know, is Skullgirls, and it really shows.
Boy, Skullgirls had a really long development cycle, too, so... Yep. Anybody else?
You ever wanted to play
video games?
An RPG where you need frame-perfect button inputs?
No.
I didn't.
Well, that sounds real fun.
Okay. So has anybody else been playing any other games? Anything interesting?
I've been playing a little bit of Hearthstone because they just added a new game mode that's basically just auto chess, but it's pretty cool.
That's cool. I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to talk about Hearthstone.
Okay, actually, one thing about that, though. The game director who left, Ben Brode, he just made a rap song about grilled cheese. Everybody check it out. Really good.
What? Excuse me, sir.
What a departure. Okay. Oh, man. I'm going to need a link to that later. That was totally off the wall. I
was drinking when you said that. I'm lucky to be alive.
Oh, man. Okay. How about I talk for a second about stuff? Yep, there's that video right there.
Jeez. What a legend.
Oh, man. Hey, fucking Halo finally getting some release date shit going and completely breaking the way that Steam works in the process.
Yep. All the games are DLCs with a price, but you can only get them if you can play them, rather, if you buy the bundle that includes all of them. So there's no point.
So
what?
you're supposed to be able to buy them individually, and they just didn't do it correctly. And I don't know how they did this and got it all the way through Steam's process, because Steam made a big deal out of this collaboration. And I don't know how they got this far into Steam's just approval process on getting this game up there, but they managed to put the game up as a bundle or a base game and then list all the individual games that are included as DLC. And but they wanted you to be able to play single games out of all the games. It just makes no sense.
Great job.
Good fucking job.
Great job.
You question how they got through Steam's process, except Steam's process is entirely automated, and they give no direction.
I don't care that Steam was working with them.
Hey, like, this looks like a game.
We
yes.
want this on our service. We want to help you get it on our service. You don't just say, here's the tool to get it on here, and then leave after doing all that work.
I would put...
Also, how do you send out an email saying that you're going to have this game on your service? That, hey, this highly anticipated game, along with another game that has not been remastered, how are they going to send an email about that and then not understand what happened?
I would
it's like there's
about
literally no fact-checking.
On the concept that Microsoft actually just used Steam Direct like everyone else.
How, Gaven, how do you not have the, what is probably the most anticipated game of the year on, coming to your service, how do you not have a team of people taking care of that? How? Do you have literal robots working at your company?
No, that's giving them too much credit.
Everybody's too busy wheeling their desks around instead of actually working.
Just jumping into piles of money over there, not doing shit.
I also quite like how the fact for the system requirements for Halo 3 is minimum processor, Pentium 3, end. That's it. That's all you need. You don't need a computer, you just need a Pentium 3. You're good. Good job.
It would have been funny. I would actually love to see this one day if like the requirements underneath the game were like the controller that you needed, like a keyboard and mouse, or a VR headset. Literally nothing else, just the tools that you need to be able to physically play the game. I would love that.
Minimum requirements: 2-button mouse, 12-key keyboard, at least 12.
More than 12.
If yeah, you have more than 12 keys, that's great, but you only need 12.
That's great.
Also, none of the other games have any requirements. It's only Halo 3 that has Pentium 3 written on it.
How?
Yeah.
How did you get this far? I don't... God.
Steam is a quality product managed by a company that is responsible and knows what they're doing.
Also, why does Halo reach $6.99?
Yeah, that was a questionable choice too. Making Reach. No, wait, Reach?
Yeah, Halo Reach is $6.99. ODST and Halo 4, Halo 3, Halo 2 Anniversary, and Halo Combat Evolved are all £30. But Halo Reach? Nah, that's the $6.99 one.
Oh. Okay. Currencies. Gotcha.
Yes. It's not dollars.
It's still $10 here. Okay. I thought it went down to $6.99, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, $6.99 Great British Pounds.
So the way that it was... the way that the originally intended for it to work was that each game was going to be $10 USD, and ODST was going to be like $5. Yeah. I don't know why, but
Like,
whatever. Hey!
Sure.
I've been playing a lot of Destiny 2 lately. Do we want to talk about that?
No.
Nope. Alright, on to the next one.
It's fun. It feels like Halo. Okay, we're done with that one. So, god damn it, I guess we're going to talk about it. So, for a year, nearly a year in Tripod... I have talked about Fallout 76 almost every single time.
God.
And it has not ended. So.
God.
Let's
put down the game board.
Uh-oh.
And program your game.
Let's talk about...
Do you reckon Todd Howard just wakes up in the morning and there's like Dewib from Morrowind standing there and he's like, ah, you're finally awake.
Todd just wakes
Not
up.
Not even the storm could wake you.
Todd wakes up and an NPC is next to him and says, ah, you're finally awake. And then he rises out of bed and says, it just works.
And he pulls out an apple and he goes, ah, bro. And then he ragdolls on the floor.
I refuse to accept any other headcanon. So, Glow linked me this wonderful article earlier about everything that's been wrong about Fallout 76 since it was first announced, basically.
I'll smack it in Texas voice. Boom.
And there's too many things for me to go over, so I just want to go over what's happened since June.
Yeah, did we talk about the helmets?
No, we haven't. We haven't yet. I'm going to go over what's happened
Ooh, goody.
Since June. not even what's happened recently, since June. So, canvas bags that were supposed to come with the game turned out to be nylon. Yeah, cool shit. They had a thing for their nuclear winter. So within a few weeks, people were basically breaking the game, as per usual, using a unique perk granted during this event. So that was cool. July 16th, the 11th big-ass update for this game, immediately broke just stuff for people. People were dying instantly from just walking into places. People had pieces of their power armor equipment. Some of the cosmetics that were purchased with real money no longer worked.
Nice.
In the same month, Bethesda had the gall to release a cosmetic pack that cost $22. European dollaroos. Yeah. In August, they had their first big raid, which just didn't work for some people. People would literally get trapped in their power armor and not be able to move. And then, the legendary gun that you're supposed to get from finishing this raid, some people didn't get that. Some people just got a fucking useless, trash-tier power drill.
Drill.
Literal junk item.
So, and then, recently, they announced this kind of Battle Royale-style whatever thing that they added to the game. You're like, hey, you can do this, and it's gonna, you know, be fun, and, you know, make multiplayer fun for you guys and all this whatnot stuff, and
put a video game in it.
Just didn't work. Yeah, they put a new video game inside their beta.
No, they just put a video game in it. There wasn't one, but now there is.
Yeah, and that was interesting. And it, yeah. Anyways, then the helmets happened, and boy, oh boy, I did not think you could do this.
About this helmet thing is one of the people that I follow on Twitter for a long time said a long time ago, the only way that Bethesda could possibly do anything worse than they already have is if they physically poisoned their customers.
And they did.
And they did it.
And then the helmets. they had to recall the helmets for toxic mold. That physically poisoned the customers.
Way to go. Small indie company.
It's Bethesda. What did you expect? They poisoned all their apples and all their helmets.
I just want to say real quick that I pre-ordered. Then I pre-ordered the fucking limited edition, legendary edition Doom, which also comes with a helmet. So, guys, I'm a little bit worried.
Sanitize that right quick.
It's going to go in some... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a plexiglass container, and I'm going to fill it to the brim with isopropyl alcohol, and I'm just going to leave it in there forever and ever.
Make sure you get your like Faraday meter out as well. Make sure it's not radioactive. Faraday meter.
If the stet- I shouldn't say this. No, because if I said that and it came true, I would never be able to live with myself. So I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say.
I'm gonna have to say it
somehow. So, I was gonna say if Bethesda somehow manages to find a radioactive material and put it into something they deliver and then radioactively poison me, they have to go. Well, they have to go.
You gotta admit that'd be pretty on brand.
Not for Doom.
That's true.
They would have to send me to hell, which just, I'm already going, but just, I mean, you know.
Just ship the Doom pre-orders with actual bloodstains on them from an unknown source.
From their factory workers. Oh, God. Yeah, so that happened. But guess what? It still hasn't ended. They've still managed to make things even worse for their players, because recently they announced that their NPC update, which was going to add like a whole bunch of content, quests, and all kinds of, you know, just expansion to the game.
Allegedly,
that they're going to delay it until 2020. And guess what?
I still love the like quote that comes with it. We continue to reevaluate and change our processes to make sure the work we're doing hits our quality bar and yours. So I'm not sure you actually have a quality bar. Bars.
It's on the floor.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
It's hitting the quality bar for drinks.
But I want to say that a week after they announced that, they announced that they're going to have a subscription service for their game. So that you can have your own private server with unlimited storage of scraps, which I don't think anybody really saved or wanted to save anyways. A fast travel tent that you can place anywhere, which is actually kind of useful to the game. Some cosmetic stuff and some in-game currency.
100 pounds per year.
£100 per year. And that's about $120 a year here in the States.
And if you pay monthly, that's like a 50% increase.
Yeah, it's like 15 or something like that. It's absurd.
The Mario Kart mobile game is a more valuable subscription than this.
Yeah, which is absurd.
If you do a year subscription, they send you a small nuclear reactor.
Well, shit, I've always wanted to own my own nuclear reactor. I don't even own this game and I'll pay for that. So yeah. They announced that, just like as a big middle finger to everybody. And there are people that still bought into this. There are people that still love this game, that still bought into this service. And guess what fucking happened?
And because of those horrifically deluded people, we know about the problems.
Oh my god, there were problems with their service. Their premium service that cost more than the base game cost. They... this unlimited scrap box that you're supposed to get with your server, it deletes your scrap. The servers, they're not quite private. Anybody in your friends list who sees it can join your
server. Don't have friends.
Just no problem.
It's not only that, but also sometimes in your so-called private server, you'll find boxes and corpses that are already looted. And
yeah,
such.
So basically they're recycling world seeds that already existed, which I don't... How? How can you not
how
generate...
Can you be... this bad?
No. Why are you saving these worlds? What is the purpose of having the save data from these worlds? I don't...
But remember, it hits their quality bar.
It hit their quality bar, apparently. But the NPC? Nope, it sure didn't.
So speaking of dumpster fires, there's the new Pokemon game coming out.
Hey, guess what? I'm not done yet. There's still one more thing that they've done, or that's going on. And I didn't know about I didn't really understand anything about this until I saw this link. But basically, Bethesda and their company, the company that's above them, ZeniMax, have been fighting with Australia about giving refunds out to people who wanted a refund for the game from back before June.
Yeah, they've been fighting that for a long time.
The Australian court at the end of last month said, you know what? Pay it. Give them their refund. I also want to give a huge shout out to Australia real fast, because I also found out recently that they are the reason that we have the refund policy that we have on Steam.
Australia has some wins with video games and some losses, but we won't talk about those.
Yeah. So, Pokemon, actually, not as much a dumpster fire as everybody's saying.
It's almost like it's a Nintendo game, so the game is fun.
Yeah. I mean, like, yes, there are questionable things, and I do think... I fully stand behind the hashtag that I put in gaming a few days ago. It's Masuda Retire. Because, honestly, he's starting to get on par with Todd in terms of just fucking a company into this impossible situation. Pokemon hasn't fallen as far as Fallout has in terms of like game quality, but boy, are they on par with...
They did press. Manage to lie.
They lied pretty bad. They've I don't appreciate a lot this, of lies. This whole model thing.
New animations.
There are new animations.
Better animations.
On the new Pokemon. They didn't lie. There are indeed new animations for the new Pokemon. Everything else. But the model thing is interesting. It really begs the question as to what happened with all that stuff, because they've clearly imported everything, and the amount of difference between the models and the amount of polygons, end quotations, the amount of polygons in these things is so consistent that it's hard to deny that they're not the same models. So, not as bad as a dumpster fire, but a pretty bad dumpster fire. It's a fun game, though. I like it.
Mistakes upon mistakes upon mistakes. It's the Paper Mario sticker star of Pokemon.
Paper Mario sticker star. Whew. Okay. Going there, huh?
Yep, that's where I'm going.
Okay. Hey, Devil May Cry has a mod that allows multiplayer. That's cool.
What?
I linked it to you.
Excuse me?
I pinged you specifically about this.
Missed it. I'm gonna find this right now.
There's this really cool thing. It's literally what I said just now. It's multiplayer for Devil May Cry 5. It works super well according to all the reviews that I've read. And basically, it allows up to 3 people to play the game at the same time as Dante Nero and whatever the other guy's name is.
B.
Valentine? V.
Just V. Valentine? Imagine. Valentine.
That's his name, though.
V. And it's oh my god, it's so good. I like it. I want to play it with people. Anyways, anything else you guys want to talk about? Any games you've been playing? Any games you're excited to come out?
Postal 4 is coming out at some point.
Postal 4 is coming out.
Yeah. So I know somebody who's actually got some music in that, which is pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Mountain Blade Bannerlord. Oh boy, I'm excited.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I think it's February. They're doing a open beta release, which I'm big hype for. Oh,
that's awesome.
And,
I got Overwatch into Switch, and then like the second I did, Blizzard is like, oh yeah, Overwatch 2. It's just a paid update.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, I... Very questionable.
I still don't understand why they need Overwatch 2.
Money?
I mean, at least it's not like a flat-out new game where they're going to cut like all the future updates to the old Overwatch and only have it in 2, but like, you know, whatever.
It just seems kind of weird.
A questionable decision.
Like, are all the characters going to have the same abilities and stuff? Or, like...
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's odd, to say the least. But they got a campaign coming, so that's kind of cool, I guess.
Hmm.
I'm always in support of campaigns in games.
Compiar.
Press F to pay respects.
Except that one.
You've actually reminded me. Age of Empires 4 got a trailer. Not a gameplay trailer, but a teaser trailer. So
I want it
very for that.
It's just Age of Empires 2 Super Definitive Turbo Edition. So don't be too excited. Aww.
Super Wait, Turbo Definitive.
Do, like...
It is Age of Empires 4. Like I'm just memeing on it. But
Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition.
Mm-hmm. I know, but they're still in the same time frame. They didn't move eras at all. So it's basically a remake of the same game. Is what I'm
getting. I still getting. Have that on disc. I still have Age of Empires 2 on disc.
Good lord.
I mean,
yeah.
That's kind of the same way Civ works.
No, but Age of Empires is supposed to move through different ages. One went was one
but it's
era,
the age
two was a different
of empires.
Mm. Also, like, most of the empires that are in it are from all different times anyway, so.
Yeah, that's true. But also, I think today, or maybe yesterday, Path of Exile 2 announcement/trailer was released. I haven't watched it yet. I just saw it pop up on my newsfeed somewhere.
Yeah,
so that's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool looking, because apparently it's going to give players the ability to design boss fights themselves in it.
Oh.
And also...
I had not heard that.
It is not a separate game. It's just a massive update for Path of Exile that is a whole other game in the game, apparently.
Oh, so it's an expansion.
I could be wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong.
Oh, so it's Overwatch 2.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah, okay. Interesting. Final thing in my list of things to talk about. Xbox Game Pass doing cool things. First of all, if you're a Nitro member on Discord, you just got 3 months of Xbox Game Pass. So, you know, you can play The Outer Worlds. And eventually, if you have an Xbox, you'll be able to play all of Kingdom Hearts and all of Final Fantasy.
Game Pass is pretty solid. I'm very happy it exists.
Pretty good. Overpowered. I'm a little confused by it, to be totally honest with you. I don't understand how Xbox is making money from it right now.
Microsoft just took a good hard look at the Xbox wing and realized nobody wants this. What do we do? Decided to stop caring entirely about the hardware and just make a really, really good value proposition for the software.
Yeah. And I will say that on Newegg, they released their Black Friday ad, by the way. It's not great. But I did see that the Xbox One S, the all-digital edition, which means that there's no disk drive in it, is going to be $150 for Black Friday. So, you know,
yeah,
if you're looking for...
Just
if you're looking for a
out.
Stream box, if you're looking for a stream box, there you go. It's not a Blu-ray player, like, you know, I would normally recommend the Xbox 4, but, I mean, it'll play Netflix, it'll play Hulu, it'll play whatever other streaming service is on there, and then you can get Game Pass, and you can play all these games, you know? I mean, it's not a bad deal. Only thing is that you gotta double up and pay for the Pass and Live, but, yeah.
Well, you only need Live if you want to play online, like a plebeian.
Well, I mean, what's the point of getting some of those games if you don't have Live?
You play the ones that don't require it.
Okay, but what about the
single-player
Xbox 360 remasters?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you only get the remasters for Xbox One. Sorry, not the remasters, the emulated versions of 360 games through Xbox Live.
No, you don't.
Do you get them through Game Pass now?
You just get them. They exist. As far as I know, the Xbox Live You'll get a free one every so often, but they're just products that you buy.
Yeah, you get them for free every month.
Occasionally. Oh, okay. You don't get all the past ones. You only get the ones while you're subscribed.
Okay. Weird. Maybe.
Yes, maybe Xbox is maybe weird.
Maybe there's something going on with my dad's Xbox then. I don't know. Anyways, that's all I have to talk about games and music and try... Oh, shit. Tripalooza.
Yay.
Boy, I really messed that one up. Hey, Tripalooza is going to be happening in December. This is just going to be a real quick advertisement for that. Tripalooza is going to be coming back this year in December. Basically the same kind of time frame. It's going to be the first weekend after Christmas, which means that it's going to be the 29th, 30th. Oh, no, sorry, that's in November. It's going to be the 27th through probably till the 30th. We'll see how long it actually lasts. We're going to split the stream up over the course of a couple days instead of doing a 24-hour stream, just because the 24-hour stream taught me that I can't actually do a 24-hour stream, and it's not a good idea to try that anyways.
Very, very bad.
Ungood.
Kit died halfway through.
Kit died hard.
I died, died real hard in the last stream, and I'd die even harder this time.
Yep. And, yeah, so we're going to set up each night's going to have like a different kind of theme. Maybe we'll do like games on tabletop simulator one night, or maybe an actual tabletop night. Who knows? Another night, ooh, we're probably going to do a Civ night. Just try really, really hard to finish a single game of Civ. It seems like
we'll get to the industrial area. The end this time.
Yeah. Well,
because wasn't that the last thing we did and everybody was like, ugh.
Yeah. That was a poor decision. That was awful. Not a good thing. So yeah,
learning experiences.
We're gonna try very hard to do a beginning to end Civ game. And if we have to mulligan it and like we get tired of it halfway through, we can quit and then we'll just put ourselves in a new game at the end of time and fight each other to the death, and that will be the end of that. And we'll never do it again. And I don't know what the other themes are going to be yet, but we'll figure it out around that time.
Are we going to do like a thing where people, like Babs had his stream last year? And
no, I'm gonna host every night, and okay. Yeah, we'll have that planned ahead of time, and we'll post about it.
Cool.
But yeah, I'll host everything. Like I'll host it like I host Tripod. Like I'll try to ringlead it, and then like if it's like somebody's project, like Danny like really likes running Tabletop Simulator, so I'll let him take over if it's Tabletop Simulator. But for the most part, I'm gonna run the stream and all that stuff.
Sounds good.
So, so we're also gonna do giveaways this year. What we're gonna do is we're gonna have a system set up ahead of time. And that way we can just do a drawing system as the stream goes, and it'll select you guys from a list. That way you don't have to be active in the chat or in the server or whatever to
yay, inactivity.
You can just get prizes, you know, basically however you'd like.
Still need to think about what exactly that system will be, but it will be there.
Well, it's just going to be a simple lottery system. We'll let people pick a number for themselves, and then we'll have a random number selector. I think that'll be probably the easiest way to do that.
Yeah, that'd be the easiest, but not the best. I'm gonna put a think into it. Don't worry about it.
Put a think into it. Also, I've got a few prizes that I'm, you know, gonna talk about real quick. I'm gonna give away a couple copies of Stardew Valley, because I believe that Stardew Valley is a very worthwhile game. I'm gonna give away a year of Nitro. Of the good one, not classic. And then I'm going to give away a canvas shirt.
Yeah. So,
yeah, be on the lookout for that stuff. It's going to be cool. And yeah, I think that's about all I have to say about that.
There's some very solid games in the list to give away this time as well.
I do have a lot of the... we have the same games, basically, Kit, but there's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Big Wicked.
Kingdom Come Deliverance is in there, so that'll be cool.
Spyro and Crash Bandicoot.
And, yeah, for both of us, so we have two copies of those.
Two of each.
So, very, very good games to give away this year. Oh, Stardew Valley update on the 26th. Oh boy. It's gonna be good.
So, good old Concerned Ape. What a legend. Good old
Concerned Ape. Also, he broke it off from Chucklefish, so now he's completely independent again.
What a legend.
Legendary.
That's good.
Alright, guys, I think that actually concludes Tripod this time around. Does anybody want to talk about anything else before we go?
I'm good.
No.
Alright, guys, thank you for tuning in. Oh, sorry, Kit, what?
It's over.
Oh, okay. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We can never get a good intro or outro, but I appreciate everybody for listening in, and we'll see you next month.
Quick, everybody clap.
Yay! Yeah. I was slapping my chest.